Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. We're going to be hearing today about a play that has a very interesting title. It's being put on by Thalian Association Community Theater at the wonderful Red Barn Studio Theater at 1122 South 3rd Street. The play is called Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike by Christopher Durang. And here to tell us all about his director, Nicole Farmer, and Jacob Gahane, who plays Spike. So good afternoon. Thank you both for coming.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. To be here.
Now, this just sounds to me like a whole bunch of characters from Three Sisters and Uncle Vanya and the Seagull Lost, and they all wandered onto the same stage at the same time. Tell us about the show, Nicole.
You are right. The three names are the names of the three siblings. And they had professor parents who acted in community theater. And so they named their children Vanya and Sonia and Masha. But it's a contemporary play set today. And then we have Spike, who is the young lover of Masha. Ah. So it is a play that is really funny. It's just incredibly well written. It won a slew of awards, the Tony, the Drama Desk Award, on and on and on. Eight of them. So we're really excited to do a comedy that is this funny.
And you don't usually direct comedy, Nicole.
No, I don't. And I've had a delightful time. I think what really attracted me to the piece, however, is that I was laughing so hard, of course, as I was reading it. But it has a lot of really poignant messages underneath. There are quite a few really serious topics that he is able to make fun of. Aging, mm-hmm. fame, loneliness. This estrangement that an older generation feels in a modern society that is increasingly technological. And so there's a lot of good fun had. There are some moments where you go away and you think, I feel the same way.
Now, if I haven't seen any of those Chekhov plays that Vanya and Sonia and Masha are in, will that make it hard for me to understand the play?
Absolutely not. There are a few little insider jokes about that, but there are enough references to television from the 50s, 60s, 70s, to anyone who has a sibling. Pretty
Timeless.
Much anyone who lives in America today is going to encounter something in this play that is just enormously funny.
Great. Let's talk about the characters a bit, and we'll start with you, Jacob. Tell us about Spike. Who is Spike?
Well, Spike is a fun-loving actor.
Nicole is laughing at you. That's not good.
Spike is very vain, very young, very full of himself and narcissistic. The character kind of juxtaposes the older characters and represents, in a way, youth culture. He's not negative about anything, but he doesn't, seemingly in the show, does not think very deep about things. And it creates sort of a disconnection. It's a very interesting character. It's nice to play. It's always nice as an actor to play someone who is in love with life. But what Durang does is he throws in all these deep, dark Chekhovian themes and then brings in a character who doesn't care about any of that.
Has no clue.
Oh, that's
and
great.
I have to say, and this is a cheap plug, but one of the things that Christopher Durang knows will be funny is to have someone take their clothes off. And Jake's been kind enough to oblige and spends quite a deal of the play most of the time in his underwear. So it offers a lot of comedy there.
It's good for you for being willing to just go out there and do it. It's like, well, this will be funny. Will Ferrell always says he's willing to take his clothes off all the time if people will laugh. You know,
that's right.
It's just, you just
kind of. And they do.
I don't think we'll be laughing at your body, though. We'll be laughing at the comedy of you sitting around in your underwear, right?
Hey, why not?
I hope.
I laugh at my body.
Now, you come into the show, Jacob, in the role of Spike as Masha's boy toy. Is that right?
Yes. Spike in the show, myself and Spike, I'm in my mid-20s. And Masha is in her, the character is in her mid-50s.
She won't say that, though.
Oh,
she says she's
not.
41, maybe possibly 42.
Oh, I should try that, but it won't work. I know.
So Spike is there to give her energy and be kind of an inspiration and to help her forget her age.
Wonderful. Now, who plays Masha?
Tamara Mercer.
Oh, yeah. We should mention, that's got to be fun.
I have a fabulous cast.
Yes, do tell us the other roles and who plays them.
Vanya is being played by Mike O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
Sonia is being played by Holly Saperstein.
Mm-hmm.
Tamara Mercer is Masha. Jacob is Spike. And Merla Christie is playing Cassandra, who is the maid at the house, but not your typical maid.
Now, wait a minute. We've got Greek tragedy sneaking in here.
That's right. Cassandra. Mm-hmm. You know your Greek well. There's a lot of reference to the classics.
Okay.
And Merla's a wonderful actress, very accomplished. Was on Broadway in Miss Saigon, a professional actress. And Nina's being played by Hannah Smith. So I have a fantastic cast, and
yes,
I have to brag and say that this production could be done anywhere, in New York or L.A. I have consummate professionals.
That's a great feeling.
That are willing to volunteer and donate their time. It doesn't feel community theater-ish to me at all in the regard that it feels very professional.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing from Nicole Farmer, who is directing Thalian Association Community Theater's production of Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, which opens this Thursday evening. It runs Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and then Sunday at 3 at the Red Barn Studio Theater. We're also talking with Jacob Kahane, who plays Spike. So you're saying it is set in present day, but I've noticed from some posters and publicity that there's some interesting costumes. What's that all about?
Yes, the premise is a visit from the famous sister Masha, and she brings Spike with her and has arranged for everyone to go to a costume party that evening at a neighbor's house, which was once Dorothy Parker's home. And they're all going as Disney characters from Snow White.
Oh.
So the costumes are fabulous. And Debbie Shoy,
yeah, she's the best.
Yes, really has outdone herself. And they're fun to look at.
How about your set and your lights and all those things? How's that going?
Oh, wonderful. I am working with a bunch of people I haven't worked with before.
Mm-hmm.
Benedict Fancy is the set designer. And
does it take place like in an apartment or outdoors or various settings?
It's a big country home in Bucks County.
Of course it would be a big country home.
Yes, and it's actually the sunroom, which is an extension off this big home. So he's done amazing things. You see the exterior of the home. We have a fireplace. I don't want to give it away too much, but we have some outdoor greenery and references to the cherry orchard, on and on.
Oh, man.
It's fun. It's a fabulous set. Lance Howell is the lighting designer. Mm-hmm. And
looks like David Loudermilk has been art director for you, helping out in
that
various
is correct.
Ways.
Yes.
Now, talk to about, you have an assistant to the director, which I don't often see. And this is a great guy, Kazu. Talk about him.
Oh, Kazu's wonderful to work with. And he began by helping with the auditions because I needed someone to read with actors and was just there at every second. And I finally turned to him and said, hey, Kazu, do you want to help me with this? I would love to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily he said yes. He's been on book for us and helpful in so many ways so that I can put my attention elsewhere. You know, Kazu's just really unique in that he brings so much because
mm-hmm.
he really studies film and whatnot, has so many points of reference, and he really wants to improve as an artist, as a director, as a cinematographer. So.
Oh, that's great that you have that kind of an assistant. We have about 2 minutes left. I want to be sure and give the dates and times and stuff again, but any other thoughts that you want to share with our audience about Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike?
It's funny. Come see it. You will laugh. It's really funny.
Yes.
How about you, Jacob?
It's very funny. It's Christopher Durang's a genius. The people in this cast are working with this cast has been a fantastic experience. They're so talented and dedicated. This is a very entertaining show. It's not slow. It's not boring. You can just, it doesn't matter if you know Chekhov or not. You can come see the show. It's hilarious. As an actor, I have to try not to laugh on stage.
Tricky sometimes.
And
yes.
It's just very entertaining. It's fun. It's
wonderful.
Fun. It's intelligent. it's good.
Good. It's called Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike by Christopher Durang, being put on by Thalian Association Community Theater at the Red Barn Studio Theater, 1122 South 3rd Street. It opens this Thursday, and it runs Thursday through Saturday at 7:30. Remember that. It's an earlier start, folks, so please be on time. Thursday through Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 3. Does it run for 3 weekends or 4 weekends?
Four.
4 weekends. Wonderful.
June 21st is closing.
Okay. You can get your tickets by calling the box office at the Red Barn, which has rather restricted hours, but you can always leave your name and you'll get a call back. It's 910-782-2262 or go to thalian.org and you can buy tickets that way as well. Nicole Farmer, Jacob Gahane, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Jamila. This was fun.
Oh, it just sounds like a blast.
We look forward to seeing you at the theater.
This is WHQR.